كل سنة وأنتم طيبين جميعا. نقول مع بعض أنشودة الميلاد الجميلة: المجد لله في الأعالي وعلى الأرض السلام وبالناس المسر. In English, glory be to God forever, peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Before we start, as we are celebrating this great occasion, I would like to announce that His Reverend Abuna Marcos will be with our children in the baptistry room outside to explain to them the story of the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. So please, all the children are welcome to go there. نبدأ طبعاً كالعادة بشكر من الأعماق لسعادة سفير جمهورية مصر العربية في كندا الأستاذ المحبوب الأستاذ معتز زهران، ومعه لأول مرة بتشرفنا الأستاذة سلوى موافي نائب البعثة المصرية في كندا، والأستاذ عمرو كريم سكرتير ثاني السفارة، والأستاذ محمود حكيم سكرتير ثالث السفارة. شكرا جزيلا لحضوركم، يعني حضوركم يثلج صدورنا، واللفتة الكريمة اللي عملها سيادة الرئيس النهاردة للمرة الثانية في تاريخ الكنيسة القبطية، إنه في عيد الميلاد المجيد يدخل إلى داخل الكنيسة ويهنئ كل المصريين. It was a great occasion that he is very honored. The Excellency President Assisi, Fatah Sisi, visited the cathedral in Egypt tonight. Tonight, according to the Egyptian time, طبعاً دلوقتي هم خلاص يعني. They are now 5 o'clock a.m. However, we see that what the president has done also tonight will be a very white page in the history of Egypt, because the history will record that there was, by the beginning of the 21st century, a president who governed Egypt and who loved Egypt to the bone marrow, who loved Egypt from the bottom of his heart, and who loved Egypt for every Egyptian without differentiating between anyone. He did not differentiate between the poor and the needy and the rich. He did not differentiate between anyone according to his religion or according to his education or according to his position. And as he said today in his short, marvelous speech, that God wants all the people not to be just one nation. There are many different people in color, in nationality, in ability, in language, in religion, and we have to learn how to deal with one another. Also in this speech, he said that he suggested to one of the let us say philosophers, one of the great people in Egypt, he suggested to establish some books to teach the children from their childhood how to deal with one another regardless their religion or their nationality, or their case, or anything. This is the marvelous. This is the very important point. In this era, we live with a president who loves every single Egyptian in the whole country. And what he did today was not just a visit as a formality, but he did it from all his heart. Also, at last, to summarize to you, for those who did not see, who did not watch the liturgy this evening, he promised to continue to rebuild and to renew and to renovate all the churches which were demolished or damaged or burnt, and not only that, but also the houses of the Christians which was attacked by the people who think that they are religion, but they are not religious at all, unfortunately, because they hurt not only the non, those who are not with their religion, against their religion, but even for their own religion also, they kill them and they persecute them. Anyhow, we thank Mr. President Fattah Sisi. As we said last year, he made a history, and this year he is continuing the history. Actually, we say that he needs a faithful people to work with him. المثل العربي المصري بيقول إيد واحدة ما تسقفش. واحنا كده بنعتمد نقول عندنا رئيس ممتاز ورئيس بيحب مصر حتى النخاع وما بيفرقش بين المصريين. لكن احنا محتاجين نثبت زي ما هو قال النهاردة. He said, I remind you with what I said last year, we need to love one another, true love. And go in the oneness of heart in the right track. So he needs the help of every Egyptian, not only to marvel what he is doing, but also to give a hand with him. Then if every one of us, if he gives a hand with this man, I'm sure that the Egyptians, the Egypt, will be back to the most important civilization in the whole world, as Excellency said today. He said, we teach the people what is the civilization. They will hear from us, and we hope that they will be convinced, and thirdly, to carry out what we are doing. Anyhow, علشان برضو مش عايز أحرمكم من البرقية اللي بعتها سيادة الرئيس بيقول الأخوة والأخوات جميع أبناء مصر المسيحيين بالخارج يسعدني أن أبعث إليكم بأصدق التهاني بمناسبة الاحتفال بعيد الميلاد المجيد وأغتنم هذه المناسبة لكي أعرب عن أطيب تمنياتي لكم بالنجاح والتوفيق ولمصرنا الغالية وشعبها العريق بالمزيد من التقدم والازدهار مع أطيب تمنياتي وكل عام وأنتم بخير عبد الفتاح السيسي رئيس جمهورية مصر العربية وتنتهي سفارة جمهورية مصر العربية في كندا هذه المناسبة لتعرب عن خالص تهنئتها لأبناء الجالية المصرية في كندا بمناسبة الاحتفال بعيد الميلاد المجيد وانتم طيبين وبالصحة والسلامة متشكرين خالص. دلوقتي حان الوقت ان احنا نسمع المعايدة بتاعت قداسة البابا. نعرف ان سعد سفير ممكن يكون سمعها هناك في الإعادة إفادة. يا سعد سفير لو سمحت تفضلوا.